It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week starring Ron Lynch as King Schwarzschild.
You will remember that in the cliffhanger from last season, things were looking grim for our heroes. Dr. Floyd, his young protege Dr. Grant, and their fateful robot companion Chips had been captured by the Time and Space Worms and thrown in a prison and told that in the morning they would be judged by the King of the Time and Space Worms. If all this news wasn't bad enough, our heroes found out that their new cellmates were none other than that evil mastermind Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget.
Down in the time stream, where the Time and Space Worms go.
Nice.
Late in the evening, hear the time winds blow. Write me a letter, send it by mail. Send it in care of the Time and Space Worms Jail.
Will you knock off that ridiculous noise, Dr. Grant?
Oh, for Pete's sakes, Dr. Steve, why don't you lighten up for a change? Instead of complaining, why don't you join us in a song?
Me? Join in? I would never Well, all right, let me give it a shot.
Okay, great. All you gotta do is repeat what I say. Here we go, everyone.
I sit alone in this jail cell.
I'm dying from
that awful smell. It is more
than you'd believe,
and it's coming from
Dr. Steve.
Oh, very funny. You just go on and laugh, Lloyd. This entire mess is your fault.
My fault?
Yes. If you hadn't built your time and space travel device to create new wormholes every time someone made a jump, we never would have violated the Worms Union contract, and they never would have captured us.
Well, if you hadn't stolen the time and space travel device and made all those time and space jumps forcing us to chase after you, we wouldn't have created so many wormholes.
It's just sloppy science, Floyd. A smart scientist would have created a time and space device that drilled into the Earth's core and made it spin backwards, reversing the Earth's orbit and thereby going back in time.
Oh yeah, you're right. That idea is much better than mine. Let's drill into the center of the Earth. Brilliant!
It is a brilliant idea. Better than any of yours. I'll tell you one thing. When my team is drilling to the center of the Earth, they will certainly not be wearing your cockamamie solar-powered mining helmets. Did they ever find that poor guy you sent down?
You don't belittle my inventions, Dr. Steve. What I was trying to do...
Hey, doctors, please! This fighting is getting us nowhere. Why can't you guys just get along like Chips and Fidget? Over on the far corner of the cell, Chips and Fidget are sitting huddled together telling each other jokes.
Will you look at that? They're stuck together like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Dr. Grant. I'm sorry I snapped at you, and I'm sorry that I belittled your inventions, Floyd. We're going to need to work together to get out of this mess.
You're right. We need to think of a way to escape these worms.
Well, I have an idea. We can drill into the floor here and create a tunnel to escape in.
Oh, right. Drill out of here and straight into the time and space stream. Why do all of your ideas have to do with drilling?
This arguing isn't getting us anywhere, Dr. Floyd.
Well, his ideas are ridiculous, Dr. Grant.
Dr. Floyd?
Dr. Grant?
Dr. Floyd? Floyd?
Dr. Grant?
Dr. Steve. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to hear my own name. Continue with your argument.
Hey, all of you can just be quiet. The king will see you now.
Our heroes and villains are led down a long corridor that opens into a beautifully ornate throne room. At the head of the room sits a giant time and space worm with a large crown. This is His Royal Majesty Schwarzschild, King of the Time and Space Worms.
Chancellor Rosen, I'm ready for the next case.
Yes, Your Majesty. I hereby call the case of the worms versus the crews of the Dr. Floyd Time and Spaceship and the Dr. Steve Ship of Evil.
Very well. What are the charges?
Your Highness, these five criminals have violated our union contract that states that the Time and Space Worms are the only creatures who may make wormholes in the time and space stream.
What? Is this true?
Unfortunately, yes, Your Honor. I have our union leader right here, and he can testify to that fact.
Just then, a short human comes walking into the throne room. He is a gray-haired man in a smart business suit that looks like it's from the 1970s. He approaches the king, bows, and then starts talking to him.
Your Majesty, these beings have definitely violated several union contracts. They've made numerous wormholes throughout the time and space stream, without permission or appointments. And they also...
As a union leader reads off the list of charges, Dr. Grant leans over to Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Floyd, who is that guy? He looks familiar for some reason.
Well, I'll be. You know who that is, Dr. Grant?
Well, he looks a little bit like Jack Nicholson.
No, Dr. Grant, it's Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah, he was a famous union leader who became president of the Teamsters in 1957. He later was convicted of trying to bribe a grand juror and was sentenced to jail for 10 years. He only served about 4 years, and then President Nixon commuted his sentence as long as he didn't participate in the union for 10 years.
That wacky Nixon. Oh, wait, I remember now. Isn't he the guy that disappeared?
Yes, in 1975, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared and no one knew where he went.
Well, I guess we answered that question. The worms must have taken him into the time and space dream and made him their union leader.
Yeah, now I wonder...
Silence! Now, I am a fair king, and even though the High Chancellor has warned me not to do so, I will allow you criminals to speak. Which one of you is responsible for your transgressions?
Oh, he is, sir. He is the one who invented the time and space travel device.
Oh, no, this isn't my fault, Your Highness. He's the one who stole my time and space travel device and used it to make time jumps all over the place.
But I wouldn't have been able to make the time jumps if you hadn't built the time and space travel device.
The time and space travel devices were built for research, not personal gain, Dr. Steve.
How would you have been able to do your research without making time jumps in the first place, Dr. Floyd?
Dr. Steve?
Dr. Floyd?
Dr. Steve? What?
Nothing. He just wanted to hear his own name.
Enough! I am bored with all this bickering. Since you cannot plainly tell me who is to blame, we'll have to figure out the old-fashioned way. Guards, take these two to the Laurentian Arena. They shall battle each other to the end.
Oh no, the King of the Time and Space Worms has ordered that Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve fight each other to the end. Who will win in one-on-one combat between Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve? What will the worms do to the one who survives? And just why is Fidget currently on his cell phone to Las Vegas?
Huh? Yeah. Find out
the answer to these questions next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.